Okay. What I want to talk about tonight a little bit is mitzitza. Not necessarily mitzitza bepeh versus mitzitza betub or no mitzitza, but just the nature of the mitzvah mitzitza itself. And whether mitzitza is a fundamental part of mitzvah mila, perhaps a secondary tube, but nevertheless significant relative to milu priya, or is mitzitza simply mishim sakana and isn't really integral to the mitzvah of mila per se. Now, it happens to be that among the achronim of the last 150 years where the discussions about mitzitza bepeh versus mitzitza betu versus no mitzitza took place, generally they fall in such a way that those who hold that mitzitza is a fundamental, integral part of mitzvah mila are more inclined to assume that mitzitza bepeh is immutable and non-negotiable, and those who assume that it's more mishim sakana are more inclined to be makel to allow a tube or perhaps even less. But that doesn't correspond 100%, as we'll see. The starting point for this discussion is the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says, Oshtzin kol sarche mila b'shabbis, mo'olin uporin umotzitzin, v'nos nen aleha isplanis uchmo. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to do mila and priya, as well as mitzitza, and you're also allowed to apply the necessary bandages and medicines to allow the mila to heal in an appropriate fashion. The Gemara says on Kuf Lama Gimel Amud Beis, about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the two dots, the Gemara says, Motzitzin, Amar of Papa, Hai Umna Delo Mayit Sakanahu V'Avrinale. If you have an Uman, a professional, but it means a Moel, who doesn't do Mitzitza, in the Sefer HaBris, Rabbi Pirtinsky's monumental work on Hilchos Mila, he notes that in the Bahag, the Girsa of the Gemara here is instead of Hai Umna, Hai Asya, a doctor, but it means the Moel. So Moel that doesn't do Mitzitza, Sakanahu, V'Avrinale, so that is a danger to the baby, and we fire him from his job. Pshita, says the Gemara, Midaka Mechali Ala Shabbos Sakanahu, so it's Pashut, assumes the Gemara, that if you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do Mitzitza, then it must be Mishum Sakana. And if it's Mishum Sakana, then obviously if a Moel doesn't do Mitzitza, that's malpractice and we fire him. So Ma Detema Hai Dam Mifkat Pakid. No, you might have thought that Dam is Mifkat Pakid. So for our purposes, it's somehow not connected. We're not talking about Nisa Deraisa, and then maybe there'd be grounds to do mitzitza, even if it's not a sakana, kamash malan, chabure mechaber. Kamash malan, know that in fact the dam is chabure mechaber, and therefore there is a melacha derais involved, and therefore the reason that you're allowed to do mitzitza on Shabbos is because it is a sakana. Okay, so Pashup Shalom Gemara probably is that the only reason you are allowed to do mitzitza on Shabbos is because of the sakana element, and there's no evidence necessarily that it's anything more than mishum sakana. No evidence that it's a fundamental part of the mila process. Because otherwise, the Gemara should have said, no, obviously you can do mitzitza on Shabbos, because just like you do mila on Shabbos, you can do priya on Shabbos, you can do mitzitza on Shabbos because it is a fundamental, integral part of mitzvah mila. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Mishim Sakana. This mashma that it's only Mishim Sakana and it's not a fundamental part of Mitzvah Mila. The Aruch HaShulchan makes that comment. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's relevant Lalacha in the following way. The Aruch HaShulchan is in the small Simen in Aruch HaYim on Mila B'Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan notes that the din is, as we see over here, that you're chozer for tzitzin she'en and ma'akvin calls man that you weren't parish for the ma'isa mila, that when you're still in the act of mila, you can be chozer, you can continue to cut even the tzitzin she'en and ma'akvin, but once you are parish for the ma'isa mila, you're only chozer for the tzitzin ma'akvin, but not for the tzitzin she'en and ma'akvin. So what point is it considered to be a precious? It says the Aruch HaShulchan, once you've already started doing mitzitza and you finish your priya, that's no longer considered part of the ma'isa mila. That's considered to be a prisha from the ma'isa mila, and therefore, even if you discover before you did mitzitza that you missed some of the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin, you're not allowed to be chozer for those tzitzin she'en ma'akvin because the ma'isa mila has finished. If it would have been the case that mitzitza is an integral, fundamental part of mitzvahs milah, then one could have argued that so long as you haven't completed the mitzitza, it's still considered part of the same process of milah, and maybe you can even be chozer for the tzitzin she'enem akmas. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's nafkamina lalacha, that because mitzitza is only mishum sakana and not a fundamental part of mitzvahs milah, you're not allowed to be chozer once you finish priya, even before you started mitzitza, for the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin. Okay. Ksosa Shulchan assumes this as well, and he has another nafkamina. Ksosa Shulchan is in Chosha Mishpat Simin Shin Pei Beis, Sifkatan Beis. That's the famous Ksos, where he discusses the notion of the mitzvah sa'av b'milas b'no as being a mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, where you don't lechachila say shlucho shel anekamosel, like the marach or zeruah, and therefore an av who is yodea lomel espino should lechachila do the mila himself and can't just pass it off to a shaliach. So in the context of that discussion, where the Ksos argues that a father must perform the mila on his own if he's capable, he says that that's true for Mila and it's true for Priya, but it's not true for Mitzitza. That even if you have an Av who knows how to do Mila, there's no Lechachila that the father should do the Mitzitza on his own. He's allowed to delegate the Mitzitza to someone else, since after all, Mitzitza is only Mishum Refua and nothing more. So that's what the Ksos assumes, and therefore the mitzvah bo yoseh mishlucho of mila does not extend to mitzitza. Interestingly, the Ksos there seems to refer to some kind of a practice whereby people would be mechabed ketanim with doing mila. That's strange to me. People would be mechabed ketanim with doing mila. And he argues, even independent of this whole discussion of shlichus, no shlichus, mitzvah b'yosef mishlucho, shlichus shalom kamoso, there has to be a shlich who's b'chlal mitzvahs. And therefore, you couldn't appoint a katan to do mila for you. So that's wrong, that some people have the practice of having a katan do mila. I don't quite understand the sociological background there. I view that as a may. Okay. There's a Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wrote it's not published in his Tshuvas. It's cited in the Sefer Bris, Rabbi Peretinsky's wonderful Sefer, in his discussion of Mitzitza, Mitzitza Bepeh. The Stei Chemed has a 55-page Maracha on Mitzitza, which I didn't have a chance to really go through other than a very quick perusing of a little bit. But Rabbi Peretinsky in the Sefer Bris goes through, he has about 20 pages of the calling together the more contemporary literature. So when there was this whole discussion in Europe about doing away with Mitzitza B'Peh, there was a correspondence on Naval L'Chasam Sofer. L'Chasam Sofer wrote a little letter, which is printed in a Sefer called Kochav Yaakov, and is excerpted in its entirety, or reproduced in its entirety in the Sefer Bris on page Reish Tezayim. So there the Chasam Sofer writes, of Oda Niomer, Afilu haya mefurash b'shas motzeis b'pid. Even had the Gemara said explicitly, the Gemara Dever says explicitly that mitzitza has to be b'peh. Some are medayit that the lashon of mitzitza implies b'peh. But even had the Gemara said explicitly that you have to do mitzitza b'peh. Mikal mokam kevin she'ein zem mehechsher mila, ela mishim sakana. V'hamal upara v'lo matzas kvar gamar mitzvasa. But given that, it's not considered part of the mitzvah mila per se. It's only mishum sakana. And therefore, once you did mila and priya, even if you haven't done mitzitza, the mila is complete. Vatinok motu b'truma. If you haven't done mitzitza, the kid can eat truma. V'yavav osa pesach. If you haven't done mitzitza, the father can still be makar v'korban pesach and eat from the korban pesach. There's no, there are no arelim b'bayis. Ela shehu b'sakana. The only thing is, a mitzitza, if you didn't do mitzitza, so then you're putting the baby's life in danger because you haven't addressed this medical consideration, which is solved by mitzitza, drawing the blood out. But as far as the mitzvah hamila, you haven't in any way compromised the effect of the mitzvah mila, which has been completed in its entirety, even without mitzitza. Okay. The Sefer Bris also quotes a tshuva of the Imre Esh, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches, who notes along these lines, again, working with the assumption that Mitzitza is not fundamental to the Mitzvah Samila, but simply Mishim Sakana, that we discussed, actually not in this form, we discussed in the Masvidim Chabur, the Machlokas between the Mechav and the Ramah, as to whether you can split Mila and Priya between two Molim on Shabbos. The Chaber says no, the Ramah says yes. So the Shuvah Simrei Eish says that even if you assume like the Ramah, who's Mekel, that once you have a heter of doing Mila on Shabbos, you can even split the Mila and Priya among two Molim, but that definitely doesn't apply to Mitzitza. That the person doing the Priya is allowed to continue to do Mitzitza because he is already... it's already mutter etzlo, hutter etzlo, to be involved in Chilul Shabbos Mishamila. So then he can continue to do the Mitzitza. But he suggests that a third person would not be allowed to step in and just do the Mitzitza alone. Now, that's not necessarily compelling. Sholem Eshev says the opposite. Sholem Eshev is in Tinyana, Chelek Dalet Simen Zayin, Chelek Dalet Simen Zayin. The Sholem Eshev argues, based on the same starting point, but the opposite conclusion, that since Mitzitza is only Mishim Sakana, then anyone could do the Mitzitza. That's nothing to do with the, that's not the prerogative of the Mo'el. I mean, just like no one would say that only the Mo'el is allowed to put on the bandage on the Tinok on Shabbos. No one would say only the Mo'el can put on the medicine. Right, that's Mishim Sakana, that's Mishim Pikuach Nefesh, and anyone is allowed. For a cholish yesh basakana or a baby who was just gemal on Shabbos to help with that refuah. So just like anyone could put on the bandage, anyone could apply the medicine, anyone could do the mitzitza. It's not connected to mila priya per se. It's mishum sakana. Mishum sakana, mishum pikuch nefesh, makum choli. So anyone could do that. Okay. And then finally, in terms of nafka minas among this mahalach, that mila is not fundamental, mitzitza is not fundamental to mila, the Sefer Bris also quotes in the Chidushei Chasam Sofer in the Sugat Mekalkel and Dafka Vav, who says that mitzitza is mutter balayla. You can't do mila balayla, you can't do priya balayla, but you could do mitzitza balayla. Okay. So to summarize what we have so far, among the school within the school of thought, which so far we presented as the Pashas Hasugya, that Mila, the Mitzitza is not an integral part of Mila, but only Mishim Sakana, the Nafkamina number one for what's considered to be Parish, the Indian Chazar for Tzitz and Shenim Akvin. Nafkamina number two, if you work with the Xos, that Mitzvah Bel Yosem Vishlucho, for Mila, that doesn't apply to Mitzitza. Number three, if you didn't do Mitzitza, he's still considered a Nemo, the Indian Truma Korn Pesach. Number four is debatable, which way it would fall in terms of who's allowed to do Mitzitza on Shabbos relative to it being a Sakana. And then number five, Mitzitza Balayla. There is, however, a Beferish HaChidushe Haran that strongly entertains the other possibility here. Chidushe Haran here in Osir Gyokuf Lamagilom and Beis writes as follows. The Chidushe Haran, the Miuchas Haran, Mistabra, the Kozman Shehu Misaseg B'tzorche Mila, Kigon Chasichasa Upriasa Sasa Lo Mikri Piresh. So again, Siyar HaShachan, that as long as you're involved in the Mila itself, including Mitzitza, that's not called Piresh. Dekulu Tzarech Mila Ninu Aval Silek Yadav Achar Mikan Hainu Piresh Afal Pish Adayin Yesh Lalitain Is Pilanus Uchmon. The chaluk tahani tzarchi refua ninu. It's pelanus uchmon, that's only mishem refua. But mitzitza, that's a fundamental, integral part of the mila, and therefore kol zman that you haven't done mitzitza is considered lo pirish, and you can be choser for tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin. But then the Ran becomes more tentative. He says, "Afil b'mitzitza atzma yesh la'ayin," if that's really true. "Dekol shapara hareisiyem tzarchei mila." "V'dilma mitzitza mikrei refuah v'lo tzarech milahi." And now he's not so sure. He started off saying that everything in the Maisa Mila is considered lo pirish, including mitzitza, but then maybe not. Yesh la'ayin b'mitzitza itself, once you've done priya, you haven't done mitzitza, so maybe that's considered that you've been misayim the tzarech mila, and that's only mishum refua and not tzarech mila. So in the end, the chidush Eran leaves that as a tzarech iyun. In the Shtei Chemed's Maracha on mitzitza, which is in Chela Ches of the Shtei Chemed, I didn't find this inside, but I saw it quoted in the Mafteach and the Frankel Rambam. And I'm sure it's there. But he makes the following diuk in the Rambam, to put the Rambam in the same camp as the suggestion of the Chidush Eran, that Mila is, Mitzitza is more integral to Mila. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Mila Halachavav, "Osin called Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbos, Moalin, Uporin, Umotzitzin, V'chozer Al Tzitzin Hama Akvin, Af al pisha pirish, the al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, kozman shelo pirish." And then, v'nosein aloha is pilanis. So, it's not 100% muchach, but the Stechamin's suggestion here is the fact that the Rambam lists mila, priya, mitzitza together, and then modifies that by saying that your chozer for the tzitzin Hama'akvin afa pisha pirish and ein ma'akvin kol zman shelo pirish. That's mashma that the definition of pirish is after what he said in the same breath, the mila, priya, and mitzitza. Now one could argue the Rambam is just basically being noked lashon mishnah here that lists mila, priya, mitzitza together. But the Sechamet thinks that the fact that he lists that and then modifies it with the terms of Chazara for Tzitzin Ma'akvin versus Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin sounds like the Rambam is going with this Mahalach that Mitzitza is a fundamental part of Mitzvah's Mila. Okay. In the Chuas Yehuda Yala, the Maria Sad, Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Reish Nun Ches. So he has a fairly lengthy tshuva on this topic, in which he begins by quoting the same mashmos and assumption that mitzitza is only mishum refuah. But then he does an about face and thinks that it's really the opposite. He contends that mitzitza is a halacha moshe misinai. He doesn't quote a source for it being halacha moshe misinai, but he assumes it's what he calls halacha moshe misinai, not only mishum, meaning it is Mishum Sakana, but in addition to Sakana, there's another element of what he terms Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And he thinks that that is Muchach from the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara initially assumes or asks, Mahu Detema, the Dam is Mifgad Pakid. So you'd have thought that the reason that Mavirinlei is Mishum Dadam Mifkad Pakid, meaning that you would have thought that there's no sakana per se in not doing mitzitza, and there's no Chil Shabbos involved because Mifkad Pakid, there's no malacha. So why would you be doing mitzitza anyway? So it must be because there's a fundamental value to do mitzitza. And that Nakuda isn't rejected Lamaskana Sagamar. He says, if that's true, then you understand, you're less bothered by Tosis' kasha. Tosis on Kufla Megimo Med Aleph, Dibur Maskil Osin called Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbos. Tosis is bothered, what is our Mishnah adding over the Mishnah in the end of Mifanin? The Mishnah says on Kuf Kaf Ches, Amid Beis, called Tzarchei Mila Osin B'Shabbos. What does our Mishnah say? Osin called Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbos Ma'olin Importin Motzitzin. So Tosfos says, no, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah is just Agav Gerara, because the theme of the first Mishnah is Yoledes, and Sarach HaMila is simply Agav Yoledes. But our Mishnah is a Sugya D'Shmaisa. Here we're talking about Mila and giving it its own attention. Maria Sad says that if Mitzitza is indeed a fundamental, integral part of Mrs. Mila, that's the additional Kiddush of our Mishnah. All I know from Kuf Kaf Ches is Mil Upriya, which are the high publicity aspects of Mila, and the Mishnah Kuf Lama Gimel is telling you Mitzitza as well. That Mitzitza also, that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah on Kuf Lama Gimel, that Mitzitza is considered to be Miguf Mitzvahs Mila, not only Mishum Sakan. And then he says it also works out better why the Gemara says Hai Umna, a Moel who doesn't do Mitzitza, we fire him. So if Mitzitza is only Mishum Sakana, so why only a Moel? Tell me anyone who doesn't do Mitzitza. That anyone, if it's Mishum Sakana, so whoever is around should be responsible for seeing to it that the Mitzitza is done, and if anyone shirks that responsibility, we should fire him. But if Mitzitza is an integral part of Mrs. Mila, so then it's Dafka the Moel's responsibility. In addition to the element of Sakana, it's the Moel's responsibility because that's part of the Maisa Mila. Okay. You don't have to like that. And then what about the original Diyuk we started with? That if Mitzitza is Miguf HaMila, so why do you have to tell me the reason of Sakana? The Gemara seems to imply strongly the only reason that you're allowed to be Mekal Shabbos is because of Sakana. But if it's me, Guf HaMila, she'd be able to be Mekal Shabbos because it's me, Guf HaMila. It's an indispensable part of Mila. So says Maria Saad, there are additional nafkamina that are provided by the fact that you have the Sakana element that wouldn't necessarily be in place if it's only Mishum Guf HaMila. For example, let's say you have a Nolan Mahol. So Nolan Mahol, excuse me, we assume requires Hatafas Dambris. So doesn't Nolan Mahol require Mitzitza as well? So he says, as far as the mitzvah of Mitzitza, there's no additional mitzvah of Mitzitza that's required for Nolan Mahol beyond Hatafas Dambris. But there still is Mitzitza Mishum Sakana. I don't quite understand what that means, especially if the sakana that Mitzitza is supposed to assist with, as the Rambam indicates, that you have the blood that's further in that needs to be drawn out, otherwise it's going to congeal and create some kind of blockage. So that's not really a problem that presents itself with a prick of a Tavas Dambris, unless you're assuming a Tavas Dambris like the Meiri. It's actually more of a chasicha. Not sure. But then he says the other nafkamina, that let's say you have a father that is mal his son, but doesn't do mitzitza. So if mitzitza is miguf hamila, then we would prevent this father from being mal other children, because he messed up in the mitzvah of Mila, but we wouldn't necessarily prevent him from being mal his own subsequent children. I'm not sure why not. But if it's Mishum Sakana, we prevent him from being mal even his own children because he's putting their life in danger. And Nafkamina number 3 says that if it's only Mishum Mitzvah Mila, so then we would wait for him to violate it 3 times. Because the fact that he didn't do mitzitza once, maybe that was a mistake. There's no chazaka that he doesn't do mitzitza. But it was Mishum Sakana, so even if he didn't do mitzitza once, he put someone's life in danger, we were prevented from doing any subsequent milas. So whether or not you like this nafkamina per se, what he suggests is that the sakana category adds something that you don't necessarily have. From Guf HaMila becomes more expansive, such that there are more cases in which you'd be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if there is a Mishum Sakana, then only Mishum Guf HaMila. Interestingly, there's a Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. I began by saying that if you look in the literature as to who's willing to dispense more readily with mitzitza, bepeh kind of falls along these lines. The notion of a tube as being a stand-in for mitzitza bepeh to solve the other medical issues with mitzitza bepeh, but something that seems to have originated, at least the way Sefer Bris presents it, was an invention of a Rabbi Kahn, who was a rabbi of Fulda, Germany, in the mid-19th century, which was then adopted by a Refershus community in Frankfurt and other places. But there's an interesting truth with Avnei Nezer that kind of doesn't fall along these lines. Avnei Nezer assumes, the Avnei Nezer is in Chelek Yerodea, Simen Shin Lamed Ches. The Avnei Nezer basically assumes, he presents both possibilities as to whether it's Miguf Hamila or Elim Mishum Sakana. And then ultimately he says that he thinks he should be Machmir for both reasons. But what would emerge is that if you're Machmir to assume that it is only Mishum Sakana and not Miguf Hamila, and then in contemporary times the Sakana could be accounted for by doing Mitzitza with a tube, which he suggests is only an Isser Derabbanan as opposed to Mitzitza Bepeh, which may be an Isser Deraisa as far as Chil Shabbos. So then what should emerge is that if we're machmir in both directions, so L'chumra, if you assume that Mitzitza B'tub can accomplish Mrs. Mitzitza, so L'chumra you should dafka not to Mitzitza B'pan Shabbos, you should only use a tube, because otherwise I'll decide that it's only Mishum Sakana and that Sakana doesn't exist, then you have a Chashash Chil Shabbos. So that's an interesting possibility or suggestion of the Avnei Nezer. The bottom line, there's very little explicit indication in Rishonim about this Shaila, other than the fact that the Chidush Iran seems to be Mistapit, and they kind of have the Diyuk in the Rambam. The Chidush Iran raises a question, but it does seem to break down. There are many Achronim who are of the opinion Lalacha that Mitzitz is only Mishim Sakana, even though you do have another camp that believes otherwise. And if you look in the Biurim and the Masifta Gemara, they seem to very strongly minimize the camp that believes that Mitzitza is not an integral part of Mrs. Mila in favor of the Mari Asad and that group of Achronim.